Polk. We start with the lineup. Looks like maybe Armia for Dano.
Armia's in, yeah. Dano's out.
Was Armia one of those guys that was banged up before the last game?
Correct.
Or is it? Okay. Where's Adam Lowry at? I know obviously he's on the ice in terms of him.
We're just waiting for him to get into full contact. He's making improvements. It's a slow, it's slower than we had hoped, but there's not much we can do with it. He's feels better each day, and there's going to come a point in time where he can start banging, and then once that happens, now at least we can work on the conditioning, so when he turns the corner to full contact, he shouldn't be very far off.
Be a bit challenging, like with how busy you are to get those contact practices with the next stretch, or
with the schedule, it gets, he's not going to get into a full 1 hour tug, but we can kind of replicate that with the extra guys.
Do you have a timeline at all then for
him? I don't. Day to day.
Power play is maybe one of the areas you're probably not happy with the trip.
Right.
How do you get cleaner entries?
It's a speed thing more than anything else. Our entries are about as good as their entries on us right now statistically, but we've turned an awful lot of pucks over that were pretty clean. I mean, there's going to be scrambles and there's going to be battles. You're not going to win every one of them, but the clean possession turnovers are the ones that have really hurt us, slowing our thing. The whole operation's got to speed up and a little simpler. The standard place coaches always go, we got to shoot the puck a little bit more, but that's more of the mentality priority and making the decision to shoot the puck that we put ourselves in a position to keep it that simple, move that fast.
Are teams being more aggressive, though, like at the blue line?
Yeah, all of them across the board around the league. Yes. Yeah, so you're seeing more and more of the set that we're running in the neutral zone. There are probably four or five teams that ran it last year, and now you're over half. So there's a lot more heavier stands at the line. And what it allows you to do is stay more aggressive.
You had success against Minnesota that way with your entries. Is that something you just got to replicate? Or
They run a little different neutral zone.
Paul, is 3-on-3 something teams practice a lot during the season? And
I don't know that they're practiced an awful lot. I know the year that we didn't touch it once, we scored a bunch of goals 3-on-3. You know, we looked at it on video and never practiced it, and we're pretty elite in it.
In the wake of back-to-back 3-on-3 losses, would it be something you maybe want to look at?
We look at them, right, but we didn't run it in practice this morning, no.
Going back just to the Columbus game, what's your take on that game winner? Certainly it would appear Bufflin, the dump in and has a chance maybe to get that puck out. So is that where it sort of all broke down in your eyes?
Well, we had possession there twice, first his and then Patty in the corner. And we need to control that. What Dustin's doing, he's trying to draw that guy. He's trying to draw him down. He's not trying to go grab it and then have to beat him. He's trying to draw him and then use the back of the net. Didn't work. And then it came over to Patty around the other corner, and he just got bumped off the puck. So a little stronger on that puck, it helped him.
So for an observer who says, you know, Bufflin was coasting there, you don't have a problem necessarily with the way he went back to retrieve
that? He's trying to pull that guy to him. Use the back of the net, maybe draw him in, catch him out the other side. I think you've seen him do it a bunch of times.
Hellebuck tonight.
And
then just, I think we're 2 weeks now from Matthew Perreault's injury. Any update? Is it still looking
he's right. We're shooting for that Vegas, Arizona's the 4 week mark on that. So we'll get a bunch, twice more tests. I think he gets back on the ice when we get back from Mini. So in the Dallas, kind of Montreal at home, he'll join us on the ice. And then if everything looks right, then we'll push him real hard going in. So if he doesn't play those first two road games, we would expect him on the other side of it.
Hey, Paul. Your team playing great. A lot of good pieces, all those kind of things. You're close. Where's your team's belief level at right now? I think that's pretty important. And when I look at your team, you know, you're getting there. How do you get over the hump? How do you kindle that belief to where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think it's real strong. I mean, you sit through the meetings and the interaction with the players and the adherence on what you're trying to do, and are they recognizing where they're at? Like, I think you see that a lot of times in practice first, when how hard they're willing to drive. If you're working on a theme, how they're grabbing it. We've tried to spent a lot of time over the last 10 days really trying to get faster with our game, with everything that we do. And they're in on it. I mean, they're moving like that in practice. And we have some new pieces again, right? And we have some second-year guys and third-year guys, and they're starting to feel it, I think. I think our team looks a little bit different when Adam Lowry's in the lineup, Matty Perreault's in the lineup. So sometimes a piece of your identity, that size helps us. But Matt Hendricks coming back in, and you can feel it on the penalty kill start to get a little bit better. Yeah, I think it's growing.
Paul, since you just saw them, what's the most important key against Pittsburgh?
You got to be on them and above them at the end of the day. You got to be on the puck carrier, because if you give a puck carrier time to make plays, they're going to make plays, and they're probably going to make some of those even if you don't give them time. And then you got to be on the right side of it, on above them. So if they get in behind you, you're going to have a real problem. They've got an extreme level of speed. I think the model that everybody likes with Pittsburgh is their ability to go back and get the puck and then transition it, and the confidence that they have in those defensemen to move the puck. And sometimes it's simple. It's not that there's, I think there's less freelance in Pittsburgh's game than people think there is. It's a direct game, and it's a fast game when they're on. If they don't have a play, they chip to speed and they forecheck hard and their D are up the ice. So that speed component, if you don't match their speed, then you got a real problem.